Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Sangai Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. Great guest returning to the show here today momentarily. His time with us a little bit short, apparently, so I'll give you the show notes later in the program. QT, you've joined me. We should be joined momentarily by David Starr, the David Starr out of Texas.
Yes, and he is returning, yes. To our show. Much anticipated return. Yes.
Absolutely. He's been on a couple of times. Always a great time with him. One of the very best Jewish professional wrestlers on the independent scene in Texas. Bar none.
Yes. And now, Sunday, did you know that the Jewish faith and Jewish heritage has produced some Hall of Fame top 20 boxers of all time, including Benny Leonard and Barney Ross?
Yes, I did.
I am looking forward to asking David some questions about Barney Ross, who also fought at Guadalcanal with the Marines.
But not in a boxing match.
I think he was talked about being a physical instructor in the Marines, a physical hand-to-hand combat person and boxer, but he declined and he said, send me to the front lines. Wow. Yes. He didn't want any cushy gym job.
Well, they needed him at the front and he went, so that's very commendable.
That's true, and did you know that he won the Silver Star for fighting off about two dozen Japanese fighters, and he held a position solo overnight against Japanese fighters, 24 of them, and he killed them all.
They were probably not happy with him after that.
Probably not. I mean the Japanese, yes.
Now, QT, have you ever gone to Guadalcanal and challenged someone to a boxing contest?
I have not, signed guy, but the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin, is on YouTube going to some of these islands that we fought on our way to Tokyo, like Guadalcanal and Saipan, and I believe he may have stopped in Tarawa. And he was, of course, crawling through the overgrown jungle, and he came across several caves, and he discovered some bones and even a World War II helmet. And he goes, oh, can you hear the whispers in the wind of all these ghosts of the fallen soldiers? Danger, danger. Well, I don't know if he said danger, danger, but it was pretty comical. My point is I would like any wrestlers listening to this to look up Steve Irwin goes, how would you say, souvenir hunt? Maybe not souvenir hunting, but he visits the ghosts of World War II fallen soldiers. Yes.
I see.
I'm just saying that many of the fallen soldiers on these islands distributed showed courage like many wrestlers in the Northwest in the ring.
Well, are you saying that there were several Pacific Northwest wrestlers involved in World War II? Is that what you were saying?
Well, probably not. However, I'm kind of a firm believer in time travel. I think several Northwest wrestlers would pretty much make excellent soldiers or cooks on the front line of the battlefields, World War II, including Big V. I could see Big V as a kick-ass cook Yes.
What do you think his specialty would be?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say somehow pot roast and mashed potatoes and baby carrots come to mind when I think of Big B as an Army cook. Yes.
Huh. All right. Now, do you think you would send him to the lines as an Army cook? Because it's kind of a dangerous position. But first, I believe our guest has joined us. Let's bring him on right away. Have we David Starr with us?
Yes, sir. How you doing, guys?
Doing very well. Welcome back to our show. It's been a while since we had you on the show last.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, my understanding is you are on your way to a show tonight in Alvin, Texas for a tag team tournament. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm on my way to PWA in Alvin at the Faith Family and Fellowship Church on 2nd Street. And I'm riding with some friends and my girlfriend and my daughter, and we're going to go have some fun.
Sounds like a solid plan. Now, do you have a tag team partner already in place for this tag team tournament?
Oh, well, that's what's interesting about it. I guess it's a mystery. I guess we're going to find out when I get there.
Now, those are always a crapshoot. Sometimes you get an amazing partner whose chemistry is similar to yours and you mesh with pretty well.
Right.
Sometimes you get someone that you wish had never placed their boots that night.
You know, it's funny that you would say that because we were just talking about that, wondering who my partner would be because it's all real, you know? I really don't know who my partner is going to be, so... Last year at the same tournament, same promotion, it was me and Andy Dalton. So hopefully it'll be someone on that level this year too.
Now in the state of Texas where you're at, of course, do you have a lot of regular tag team matches? Do you have a variety of partners that you team up with somewhat regularly?
You know what? Actually, I do. I used to, there were more promotions around the area a couple of years ago, and I used to be in various tag teams. But at the current moment, I'm in a tag team with a gentleman by the name of Hambone, and we are known as Kosher Country. So for a couple of promotions around here, we tag up, but not for this one tonight. So. But yeah, that's really my – I was in a tag team with Jack Jameson, and NWA Houston, but you know, of course, that's no longer a promotion that exists. So.
Well, you mentioned your girlfriend with you on the trip. I want to get your opinion, just in general.
She's also
on this.
She's also in the business. So.
Right, right. She often valets you. Am I correct in that?
That's right, and she'll be having matches very, very soon, so we're on our way to that, too. Thanks to Domination Zone Wrestling.
Very fine promotion. Now, in your opinion, just in general from the things you've seen over your career, on the whole, do you think relationships in wrestling generally work out, or do you think that's often a bad idea for people to get into?
Well, you know what? This is my feelings on it. If you are with that person before you're in the business or she's not in the business and then, you know, you bring her into the business, I think that's probably bad. But if you're both already in the business and you meet via the business, I think that's okay. I mean, you share a passion. But, I mean, think about Karen Angle and that whole thing. So you never want to bring your existing girl into the business, but if you meet one while you're there that's also a worker, I think that's cool. That's what I did. So, I mean, we met in the ring, not at a bar or anything. So that makes it special.
Also a little bit of a unique meeting spot.
Yeah, right? And you know, and our first kiss was backstage of the show, so it all worked out.
Did she sell it?
Yeah, she sold it.
That's always the goal, isn't it?
That's awesome. Now we have a kid, so, hey, it worked out, like I said.
Now, how long did it take for said kid to get into a ring and start walking around?
Actually, she took her first steps inside of a ring, her first unassisted steps, and she has been to, today will probably be right around 70 or 80 wrestling shows that she's been to, and she's about 2.5. So, last night she was rolling around in the ring down at Domination Zone Wrestling.
Now, as a trainer there at Domination Zone Wrestling, taught her the correct way to hit the ropes.
Well, she can hit the bottom rope, maybe. That's about it right now.
It's a start.
Yes.
Well, I know my co-host QT has some questions for you, so Fez,
awesome.
Help you as I pass things over to QT for a bit.
Great, no problem. Thanks, man.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, David.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Not too bad. David, you earlier told Sign Guy that your wife will soon be having her wrestling debut. Can you tell us if she will be wrestling well under the cruiserweight limit?
Well under the cruiserweight limit, yes. She's, hold on, I have to ask permission.
Oh, okay.
I have to ask. So, she's 5'0", and she's about 97 pounds, and she can bench about maybe 130, 140. So, she's well below the cruiserweight limit, but she's going to be able to toss all these other girls around pretty easily.
Is it your hope that she one day hits that magical limit on the bench press of 150 pounds?
Of course, we're getting there. We're getting there. It's actually, we have a little bit bigger dreams than that for her. I think that, you know, she could really make a good name for herself in the business. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of opportunity.
Now, along with her bench press, do you train her or do you help spot her when she does squats or deadlifts?
Yeah, I guess I do. We work out together. It's a strange question.
Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what she deadlifts? Because I myself, budget deficit, can deadlift at the most 190 and one half pounds. And I'm pretty proud of that.
Let me see. Hey.
Yes. I mean, I'm asking how much she can deadlift.
I think it probably like 160, 170.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
How many plates on each side can she haul up there? Each side of big 45-pound
plates. Sure. I think, okay, so she uses an easy curl bar to do it. So you're 245s and then 225s and then 210s. What is that? Plus 22
oh
pounds
my
for the
God.
Plus
That's
22
very
pounds
impressive.
For the easy curl bar. Oh yeah, she's I get blown up just watching her work out. It's actually really amazing.
Holy
One arm pull ups, one arm push ups, no problem. All day long.
Wow. You see, now my squat is pretty bad. I have a long broomstick with two sponge cakes attached to each side. Sponge cakes, yes. And I'm thinking, of taking two bagels and dipping them like in concrete. That's my next step.
No,
yes,
don't do that.
Bagels.
You know, I thought about, you know, the bag of bagels with like a tube. I thought about putting like a steel bar in between. But
yes.
I think that I might actually, that person might get actually hit by a steel bar because it's just bread. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes when you swing a bag of bagels at somebody, the bag doesn't break. That's an important
really?
Thing to think about. That's an important thing because then you're just hitting the guy with this big rock of hard bread. So it can kind of hurt. There's a guy down here named Australia Galactica, and he was picking bagel out of his mask for about a year.
Oh, my gosh. Can you repeat that name for our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Can you repeat the guy that got hit by the bagel?
Estrella Galactica. He's kind of a lucha type guy down here in Houston. Really good worker, really good.
Oh, okay. Is he any relationship to the Australopithecus Africanus? The only name that I remember from my anthropology class in college.
No, I think they're cousins.
Oh. Okay. Wow, that's okay. All right. Well, David, are there any truth to the rumors that Buff Bagwell is filing a lawsuit against Vince McMahon? Can you fill our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners in on this?
Well, I actually have an inquiry about that because somebody else asked me that since I know him. And so I texted him, and he must be in frivolous lawsuit mode because he hasn't answered me yet. But when he does, I'll message you guys and let you know. But I would say, based on what I know about that, absolutely yes. That's just my opinion, though. But that's based on, you know. He seems like the type to do that. So.
How many wrestlers, to your knowledge, have gone up against Vince McMahon in court by filing a lawsuit and lost? I hear Vince McMahon has a pretty good record of quashing any lawsuits before they even get to court. Is this true?
I think all of them have lost. I mean, the federal government, you know, didn't the federal government even lose? Did they try to, like, bring him up on charges or for steroids back in the 80s?
Yes.
So, I mean, I would say the amount of people who have won against him in court is zero.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It seems Vince McMahon may have settled out of court against the government for a small amount of money. It's very rare when you lay it the smacketh down against Vince McMahon. Yes.
Right. I have no idea. I don't know him. So we've never Vince has never met a Jew. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, David, can you tell us if you're in an event called Follow the Reaper Street, and will it be held on August 27th at the VFW Hall in Cypress, Texas?
That is correct. It's going to be me and Smoke the Reaper, and our second match is going to be it's going to be at the VFW Hall that my trainer Tugboat Taylor, who is also the trainer of Colony Soto, who is the owner of Domination Zone Wrestling. It's the same VFW hall that we ran in for many years, and I've wrestled in that building, I'd say over 500 times. So me and Smoke are going to have our second match, and the first match kind of ended in a no contest, and kind of like a double disqualification deal. And this time is going to be a Falls Count Anywhere, no DQ, street fight, weapons and all kinds of stuff like that. So, it's going to be nice. I would imagine that there might be a bagel or two in that match.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. Now, speaking of bagels, how is the concession stand at the VFW Hall in Cypress, Texas?
Pretty good, man. They have none of it's kosher, but they have, you know, hamburgers and stuff like that. So it's not just nachos and stuff. They actually have a full service kitchen.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever participated or given your opponent a sidewalk slam on a grassy knoll?
No.
A grassy knoll.
But I think I might have taken one of those.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Hey, I forgot. Let's talk about the VFW just for one more second. Because the last show at that same VFW hall is, I love saying this, that's the night that Sean Hernandez got his ass handed to him.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
So by Brent McKinney, you know what the hell I'm talking about. 20,000 people watched that video. You had to have been one of them.
Well, 20,000 viewers. I think it's safe to say that I was one of those viewers, yes.
Okay. So you know. I think that every show at this VFW hall, something crazy is going to happen, and August 27th is no different. It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to the next viral video. Hopefully I won't make a fool of myself on this one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, David, what do you think of Impact's new president, Billy Corgan, who used to be in the band Smashing Pumpkins? Can he get along with Chairman Dixie Carter?
Well, I'm not really sure I know too much about the situation because this might come as a surprise, but I really don't watch wrestling all that much. I know that anytime you bring someone into wrestling to take over and they're not in the business and they're trying to come in from another avenue, it just, nine times out of ten, it's not going to work. Like the Kiss Demon and all that other crap, and it just, it's hard to, you know, bring someone in who's not in the business already. So, he's going to need some help.
Now, is it true that you were thinking about adopting the song, the Smashing Pumpkins song, Rat in a Cage, for your new entrance music?
No, that's not true.
Oh, okay. That's not true.
You know, when I am wrestling Smoke, I use Don't Fear the Reaper. So that's a good one.
Oh, okay. Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, I use Root Water's version of Hava Nagila. It's a death metal version of Hava Nagila. Sounds ridiculous, but it's awesome.
Wow, okay. All right. Are you a big fan of Saturday Night's Live, We Need More Cowbell, a skit that featured Blue Oyster Cult?
Yeah, you're the king of segues. Did you know that?
Oh! Well, I like to think of myself as a prince. I haven't worked myself up to the king level yet. Yes, that's true. Oh, well, thank you. If I bench press all those bagels, like five bagels on each side of a broomstick, then I can anoint myself king of the Segway. That's my feeling.
Well, good luck.
Yes.
Post a video and tag me because I want to see it.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I do like a nice salmon lox on a bagel. Huge fan of those. Huge fan. Yes.
I am too. Yes. Very, very much so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, David, I saw your YouTube video entitled A Message to Samuel Shaw, and at the 21-second mark, you question Samuel's...
They're coming to get
you. Okay,
I think they found you. You're in a lot of trouble. I hear sirens. I'm glad they're on the phone and not in real life here.
Yes. Oh, okay.
All right, Samuel Shaw video. What do you want to know?
Yes. At the 21-second mark, you questioned Samuel's training regimen and work ethic when you said, I'm in the gym training, and you're cutting out pictures of me and putting coloring on them? All you
that
names
good,
are
right?
the same.
Like that?
Oh, yeah, yes. That was... What,
yeah, he
what
saw that. He didn't like that. He didn't like that video.
Oh, he didn't.
Okay, so what do you want to know about it?
Comment?
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question.
Can you tell us some of his comments of your video?
Oh. Well, he didn't like it too much. I mean, you know, he thought that he did a good job on his coloring, and he's kind of offended that I didn't like his artwork. And I didn't realize he was an artiste, so.
Oh,
so
okay.
I offended him. That's why him and John Davis ended up giving me like 12 body slams in about 30 seconds. So.
Well, you were quoted as saying, all you names are the same. You got lucky when you made it to TNA. Clap, clap. My question is, did he use any of his paintings as a foreign object or attempt to use them on you as a foreign object?
No, but he did use an illegal choke to get the pin or the fall in the match. And I didn't appreciate that at all. He, you know, I mean, a choke is a choke, and he used an illegal choke. And I'm just glad that my partner, Aiden Cristiano, was able to keep John Davis away from me. That guy creeps me out. I don't like him.
Oh, okay. Now, can you repeat the name of your tag partner for our Turnbuckle Tomorrow
listeners? Okay. I'm sorry. See, around here in Houston, it's just a name that you always hear, so you know as soon as I say it. Aiden Cristiano. He also wrestles for Booker T's ROW.
Oh, okay. Okay, Booker T's Ring of Honor. Have you ever seen Booker T in a Houston airport on a Segway? That's my question.
No, but I saw him in a Wendy's once.
Really? Because some guy saw him in an airport. You saw him in a Wendy's. My question is...
Yeah, that's an inside joke that I have to tell you off of air.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, David, I know that your time is kind of short. You're headed to the show.
Yes.
So I want to let you handle some
great
business. If you have anything
Thank
you want to say to the listeners, plug and promote everything you got, social media,
yeah,
upcoming appearances,
yeah,
anything.
Cool. You know, you can look me up on Facebook or YouTube, also Twitter and Instagram, David Starr. Starr is spelled S-T-A-H-R. You know, come to one of the shows. If you're interested in being a professional wrestler and you live anywhere near Houston, out in Katy, Texas, which is West Houston, I'm one of the trainers at Domination Zone Wrestling. It's located at 1812 Avenue D, Suite 205. That's in Katy, Texas. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to about 10 p.m. The owner, Colony Soto, was also trained by Tugboat Taylor. We have five trainers total, and a brand new 18-by-18 foot ring and a crash pad and the whole deal. Come check out the facility. There's no price for potential students to come and check it out, and let's see what happens. You know, if you want to be a wrestler and, you know, it's your lifelong dream, prove it. That's it.
All right, well, best of luck to you tonight. Hopefully you have a partner that is capable. And you'll
It doesn't matter. As long as I have two opponents that aren't capable, I'll be all right. But there's
also
a lot of good
another
talent there, you know? You know. There's a lot of good guys. There's a lot of good workers there. I mean, I'm better, but they're all good. They're all fantastic workers. You know, great wrestlers there. I just happen to be that much, you know, just a little bit better.
Usually that helps in a tag team situation.
Yep.
Yes. All right, well, best of luck.
Thanks for having me on.
And,
appreciate it.
Thank you very much for taking a few minutes out today to talk with us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, fans, if you're in Texas, you definitely need to get out there, watch David Starr do his thing. He's extremely talented. And now I shall get to the show notes if you are looking for some wrestling. Tonight, WCWO in Indianapolis, Indiana, BWW in Kelowna, British Columbia, Big Time Wrestling in Newark, California, BTW in Athens, Ohio, PWF in Jeffersonville, Indiana, PWA Connecticut in Cheshire, Connecticut, Detroit Style Wrestling in Allen Park, Michigan, RCW in San Antonio, Texas, the aforementioned PWA in Alvin, Texas, tomorrow night SCW show in Bremerton, Washington, featuring Ring of Honor's B.J. Whitmer, Kevin Sullivan, and Kelly Klein. PPW in Montvale, Virginia, featuring Casey Carlisle, whom I love. PWA in Calgary, Alberta. PAW in East Haven, Connecticut. IWX in Memphis, Indiana. Funkified Wrestling in Warsaw, Indiana. ARW in Lake Station, Indiana. KZW in Somerset, Kentucky. NWA in Pikeville, Kentucky, UWA in South River, New Jersey, OWO in Parma, Ohio, APW in Boiling Springs, South Carolina, ECCW in Vancouver, British Columbia, ASW in Madison, Wisconsin, ETWA in Derby, Vermont, and TASW in Houston, Texas tomorrow. QT sounds like a very full lineup of wrestling shows this week.
Yes, Sungay, and it looks like I might be making my way to Bremerton. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners the time of that card when the first bell rings?
7 o'clock start tomorrow for the show in Bremerton. It's at Poblanitas at 6 and Callow.
Now, Sunday, based on what I see on tomorrow's events, that could very well go toward my long-anticipated return of my top 9 7/8 Northwest wrestle rankings. Yes.
I would hope so, because people keep sending angry messages. They want that. They want those ratings.
Oh, okay. Now, my question is, are you yourself going to be at La Poblanitas? One can only
Will be at La Poblanitas.
Oh, okay. Well, and are you also going to go down to Blue Collar Wrestling on Sunday? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, I will be at NWA Blue Collar the following day, as will be BJ Whitmer and Kelly Klein, as well as, for the second week in a row, the Tokyo Monster Kehagis.
Can you tell us how Tokyo Monster Kehagis did last week at Blue Collar Wrestling?
Yes, I can. He was victorious via disqualification against Gregor Petrov when Tommy Celsius tried to attack Kehagis. Did not fare too well in said attack, and that set up this week's six-man tag team match. It will be Bad Blood, BJ Whitmer, and the Tokyo Monster Kehagis, all disciples of Kevin Sullivan, and they will be wrestling Tommy Celsius, Gregor Petrov, and Dave Havoc Hollenbeck.
I see. Now, was Roy Lovejoy present at Blue Collar Wrestling last week?
He was not.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Lovejoy, if you're listening to our broadcast, good luck. I hear through my wrestling sources in Shelton, Washington, that perhaps there's a little bit of a slight scare about your cardio fitness. I hope you get that under control. You know, a little bit concerning news about a doctor's physical. Yes. That's what my wrestling sources tell me. Yes.
Now, these sources in Shelton, Washington, they offer to help Roy Lovejoy with any type of new cardiovascular fitness program.
Well, I think I will chip in a little bit of a health care package. And if Roy Lovejoy wants to travel to Shelton, Washington, he could have my care package riding along with him. Yes, I think that's a nice gesture. Yes.
Now, would this care package include cigars and Twinkies? Because I think that might have a detrimental effect on what he's trying to accomplish.
I am going to send Roy. I am going to give Roy Lovejoy the soon-to-be deep-fried Twinkies that you can get at county fairs. They are coming on the line nationally. Have you heard of this news, sign guy? Deep-fried Twinkies soon to be available.
I have not. But are you trying to kill Roy Lovejoy?
Well, sign guy, this will have my own touch. It's going to have fried water chestnuts attached with toothpicks to these deep-fried Twinkies and wrapped in with pepper bacon.
I think you're trying to take over NWWA by killing off Roy Lovejoy and assuming his duties.
Well, I'm also going to offer broccoli, so I'm giving him a choice, a test of wills, mind you. Yes, you can have the deep-fried Twinkie wrapped in bacon and water chestnuts or the broccoli.
Well, considering the trouble he's in at this point, do you think that odds are with him on choosing broccoli?
Yes, probably.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like to date that's the choice he's been making.
Well, we're going to have to pose this question to Devin South Park Bellinger. That's what I'm getting at. What would he choose?
It's hard to say, because he's a complicated man that chooses things and then changes his mind minute to minute.
That's true. Very euphoric about the Mariners' recent six-game winning streak that has propelled the Mariners to within a game and a half of the wild card. I heard that he was running laps around Who's on First Sports cards, in Marysville, Washington, kind of like how Ralph Wiggins on The Simpsons runs kind of in circles when he gets a C or better, like on an English. He's running laps for joy, Ralph Wiggins. Yes.
Now, can you confirm that you and South Park are in secret talks to possibly use the newly minted free agent Ryback as a designated hitter for the Mariners? Is there any truth that you're trying to get the Mariners to sign him for that purpose?
Ryback? Is this Chief Ryback that was in the movie Under Siege that took place on the battleship New Jersey? That Chief Ryback, yes.
No, I'm thinking Ryback is in the former Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, that big scout guy, yes.
So there are truth to the rumors you're saying.
Well, there might be innuendos. I'm more of an innuendo guy than an outright truth. That's what I'm saying. I think Kellen Reyes knows this very well. Innuendos better than truth. Yes. Kellen Reyes.
He does know when to throw a kick if someone's trying to get into the ring.
Well, I was not. Well, okay, yeah, I sort of approached the ring, yes. Yes. But also on his way to the dressing room, that's also, you know, a path of least resistance, if you know what I'm getting at. Yes.
Now, have you and Kellen Wraith ever sat down over a cup of cappuccino and had deep, meaningful conversation?
I would welcome Kellen Wraith. In fact, if he's listening, I'd like to take him on the Grateful Bagel. Well, not the Grateful Bagel.
Would that
Bagel,
be anything
the
like the Grateful Bread?
The Grateful the Grateful Bread, yes. Grateful Bagel Bread, yes.
Wow. Now, Kellen Wraith, you never know where he's going to show up. The next show that you see Kellen Wraith, are you going to, in fact, get into the ring and ask him to join you for a bagel or perhaps a muffin at the Grateful Bread Bakery?
It would be an honor to challenge Kellen Wraith to a squatting competition in the ring. Like I said, a big broomstick with bagels attached on each side. Yes. And I'd like to tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that I think this is a record episode of how many times bagels was mentioned.
What about the last time David Starr was on and we had several minutes of conversation about bagels?
Well, I dimly remember that, yes, but I think today's episode mentions bagels a little bit more, I think. I think I got my homework assignment. That's what I'm saying, yes.
Now, would that homework assignment be to bring bagels with you to the Bremerton show tomorrow and pass them out to everyone in the main event?
Ooh, boy. Well, I think I could probably work that out. Is Coach Mike Jones in the main event? And does it?
I am not sure. Actually, I'm not sure which match has the main event tag on it, but it's possible that he is. You know, his real school army might be looking to recruit B.J. Whitmer out of Ring of Honor. He was successful with Kevin Sullivan. And as you know, Kevin Sullivan, of course, happens to be the manager of B.J. Whitmer in Ring of Honor.
Oh, now, sign guy, under your recommendation, who should I contact to offer my bagels for the main event? I will only do this if I can stand ringside when the wrestlers are making their way down the ring. And who should I contact? That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
I'm going to say Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, wow. Okay, Kevin Sullivan. All right. I on your recommendation, I will contact Kevin Sullivan. Yes, and ask permission. Yes.
That seems
okay.
Fair.
It is. I am going to contact the taskmaster. Yes. Okay. All right.
Now, I believe also in attendance tomorrow will be none other than Jimmy Flame.
Oh, wow. Okay, Jimmy Flame. Ooh, okay. I think it's safe to say that Jimmy Flame is a wrestler that wears his emotions on his sleeves. Would I be correct
in saying
that? I
would say so.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, side guy, have you heard if Randy the Pimp Taylor is going to be in action tomorrow at La Problemitas?
Generally, Pimp is at La Problemitas whenever they run, so I would presume Pimp will be there to wrestle.
Hey! Now, what if I offered one of Randy the Taylor's Pimp Etzebigo? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I can't guarantee what would happen, but you could try it.
Oh, okay. Now, I'd like to tell all our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners and you yourself, sign guy, that I am sending you Steve Irwin's Ghost of Wars on YouTube, Episode 1, Part 2, and I would like any of our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners to write a mini essay on how this video relates to wrestling. Yes, I am now sending this. But the question
is, how many essays do you think that we will receive from the loyal fan base? And do you think that one of them will come from Zane Paisley?
I would be very honored if Zane Paisley would comment on this video that I am sending. The question is, who should I send this to? Who should my point of contact be? Would it be Laren Golden Songbird Amos, Devin South Park Bellinger? Or maybe Dave the Beast?
I would say Zane Paisley himself.
Oh, all right, Zane Paisley, okay.
That would be my recommendation, especially if you want him to complete this assignment.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, I am now sending this to Zane Paisley. Very important moment in Turnbuckle Turmoil history right now, yes.
It really is. What would you say is the most important moment in Turnbuckle Turmoil history?
Oh, well, I'd say our initial launching. It was when I was walking the streets of Monroe with J.D. Vokes, and he proposed that we set up this podcast, and he asked, what should we call it? And right off the top of my head, I said, Tulalip Turnbuckle Turmoil. Yes, Tulalip. Because, well, of course, as you know, we were going to the Tulalip TCW wrestling at that time. Yes.
All right. I would say the most important moment in history would be, I would say, when the Razor Ramones appeared for the very first time. A very seminal moment when we made your lifelong dream of combining and proving that wrestling and music have long held a symbiotic relationship.
Oh, yes, and wasn't that when you delivered a fruit pie?
Well, I did not deliver it to them at that point, but a few months later, they did receive a fruit pie.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that was...
Random piece of paper.
And what does paper say?
I did not read it I would never open up someone's mail and read it, but I did deliver a piece of paper to the Razor Ramones at the request of one QT Vokes.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was a poem I made up about the Razor Ramones. After all, you've read several poems from QT Vokes. Yes.
That's true. You do have a history of sending me poems to read during the sign of the times.
Yes. Now, sign guy, can you give our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners a hint of what the sign of the times for this weekend might be and who may be involved? Because you've had several special guests on the sign of the times. Yes.
Well, if I disclosed it, it would hurt the undisclosed location. People might flock to it, so I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. But whom, in your view, would you say are the top three guests of the Sign of the Times of all time?
Well, I'm going to say when Grigor Petrov wrestled you at Blue Collar Wrestling for the Intergender 24/7 YouTube Heritage Championship. That was huge.
Are you saying the Sign of the Times 24/7 International YouTube Heritage Heavyweight title?
Yes.
Well, that was not actually during an episode of the Sign of the Times. That just got filmed as we were walking along the locker room. So technically not an episode.
Oh, okay. Well, now I think one of the top 10 of everyone's favorite Sign of the Times is a Drunk Squirrel edition. That's huge.
He was a great guest.
Yes. And
how
then
does
there
a squirrel get that drunk?
Oh, I don't know. I think if I'm not mistaken, that took place in the fall when the Seahawks had just lost to the St. Louis Rams.
I see. So you're saying the squirrel is possibly the all-time greatest guest?
It's close. Very close. Yes.
You have a second pick.
Yes, Sign Guy received the silver coin edition. Yes.
Oh, that is when QT Vokes was the guest.
Yes.
Now, can you give our listeners your third and final top three pick of greatest guests on the Sign of the Times?
Yes, I believe that was the one where Tex Thompson made a rare Sign of the Times appearance. Very rare.
Ah, he has had two cameos.
Yep.
One very recently, one quite some time ago.
Yes. I'm going to say that's tied with the Naughty Cake edition with the lovely Lila Lodge. That was a huge one.
Yes, I believe that was one where he was a cameo in, and also fairly recently when I had Buddy Highway on talking about his marriage to the amazing Maria.
Yes, and barely beating that out, and this comes within a razor dip at the finish line, is that Annie Reif is a mean broad edition. That was huge.
Yeah, she really is. She's very mean.
One of the only times, and probably, I hope it happens again, when an unidentified person passes by and ignores the transgender bathroom laws, goes right into the opposite bathroom. Yes.
They really did.
Yes. I think that was Devin South Parker's favorite. Yes.
Possibly. Now, I believe the other Tex Thompson episode was episode 235, The Guys Not Wearing Pants Fighting for a Belt Edition.
I see. Not wearing pants. There's rumors that a teacher, a 49-year-old teacher, showed up on the first day of class without pants and disoriented. And I think she was a kindergarten teacher.
Are you sure it wasn't Rex Razor Sharp? Because it sounds like something he would do.
Oh, come on! Now, say, speaking of Rex Razor Sharp, how has your shows coming on Wednesday night, how have the ratings been?
Not too bad. We're on a hiatus right now because the current season has ended and we have reviewed every episode thus far. So we're in a bit of a hiatus until new seasons start cranking out in the fall.
Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what Dave the Beast Barnett's favorite episode was and how many, indeed, has he been involved in? That's what I want to know.
He's only been a guest on one, actually, believe it or not. I would guess that would be his favorite one.
Oh, okay. Now, what role did he fill? Did he have a role-playing incident? Did he take on...
In Total Dialogue. If I recall correctly, I believe he played Trinity.
Trinity, yeah. I see Dave as more of a Brie Bella-type voice characterization. Brie Bella, yes.
I see. Now, QT, can you tell the listeners whom you portrayed during Total Dialogue?
Oh, wow. I think I myself played Rebella. Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't Eva Marie?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Eva Marie, yes. They look so much alike. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, that's true, because the very first episode, that was a source of tension, because the Bellas did not like Eva Marie coming into the company since she had such a similar look to them.
Yes, yes, that's true. Yes. It was kind of like Lurch and Uncle Fester. They kind of look alike. Yes.
I see.
Like...
Now, QT, can you give us any inclination on if last week's Wrestle Club show in Idaho will have any bearings on your top 9 7/8 Pacific Northwest wrestler rankings? Because technically speaking, Idaho is part of the Pacific Northwest.
That's true. As soon as I send this Steve Irwin's Ghost of War, Episode 1, Part 2, to Zane Parsley, Paisley, I could probably, within 20 minutes, expect some flash results from Idaho, and those are going to figure prominently in my rankings. Yes.
Very good. Now, also this week, I believe I failed to mention, but the company there in Spokane is also running this Saturday.
Oh, wow. All right. Oh. Now, was Lasso Garibay wrestling last weekend?
Yes, he was. He was in a tournament to crown the first ever Potato Bowl Championship, and he lost in the final match to Mr. Hickman, which means Mr. Hickman is the first ever and current reigning Potato Bowl champion.
Oh, well, now I think right there, being Potato Bowl champ, that might have a strong possibility of dethroning Gregor Petrov of that number one ranking. Yes.
Very interesting.
Yes. Now, Sanjay, do you pronounce it Mr. Hickman or Mr. Hickman, as the Germans would call him, Hickman?
It is pronounced Mr. Hickman.
Oh, okay.
He defeated earlier in the night He defeated Jack Skelter from the tag team Helter Skelter to advance in the tournament. And then because of a double countout, was put into the finals with Lasso Garibay. And Garibay did not quite finish off Mr. Hickman. Mr. Hickman got the win and walked away with that championship belt, crowning him the Potato Bowl champion.
Ooh, I see. He advanced after defeating Jack Skelter of Helter Skelter.
Yes.
Did he receive any potato products, or was it just the Potato Championship Bowl belt?
Just the championship belt, to my knowledge, but it is possible they were sponsored and he got some hash browns out of it.
I see. Was there any showing of the scene in, what was that one movie? Let me see. Napoleon? Oh, I hear. Were those sirens?
Well, I believe they're chasing David Starr.
Wow, this is the first time on Turnbuckle Turmoil where we've had ambulances from two different areas of the country, Texas and Washington.
Lots of people get hurt.
Wow, okay. Well, this is huge. Okay, all right, very good. Let me see now. What was that? Oh, yeah. Okay, was there any showing of the movie Napoleon Dynamite, where Napoleon Dynamite was sneaking tater tots out of his pocket, and the school bully said, "Psst, Napoleon, get me some tater tots." And Napoleon said, "No, I only have a few."
I did not see that.
Oh, okay. I mean, you didn't see that at the Potato Bowl Championship in Idaho, or you never saw the movie clip?
Both. But it was definitely not playing there at Wrestle Club in beautiful Garden City, Idaho. Now, QT, I am correct in presuming that you watched episode 238 of The Sign of the Times. Am I correct?
What was the name of the said Sign of the Times?
The Idaho Edition.
I have not yet. I was researching two boxers that I was going to tell Dave about of Jewish heritage, Barney Ross and Benny Leonard. That got in the way.
I see. Now, you should definitely go and watch that. It was very interesting. I have now participated on two shows in two states that begin with the letter I in towns called Garden City.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Garden City. Would you compare a Garden City to the Garden of Eden? That's what I'm getting at.
I could, but I've been in two Garden Cities.
In your opinion, does episode 238 rank up there with a Naughty Cake Edition with the lovely Lila Lodge?
It's got to be pretty close.
I do ask a lot of questions about the Sign of the Times after I view them, yes.
Yes. Now, I think you should definitely go to YouTube and look up
yes.
the Sign of the Times episode 238 and watch it no later than 6:07 p.m. tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do you one better. If you happen to send this link to Devin Bellinger right after we close the shows, I could probably comment on it then. And I will give this top priority over track and field that has made its debut in the Olympics. Anytime
that sounds like a fair arrangement.
Yes. Yes, very good. Very good. All right, Sign. Well, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who we have coming up Sunday? This is going to be huge. Yes.
Yes, we have from California the female wrestler Ashley Grace.
Ooh, Ashley Grace. Okay. Okay, Ashley Grace. Okay. And
yes.
Next Friday,
continuing on with Star Month, we have Dustin Starr out of the great state of Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Dustin Starr. Okay, very nice. Okay. Dustin Starr. Okay. Now, Sunday.
And one week from this coming Sunday, if you want to look ahead a little bit, we have Brett Eisen. Also out of the state of Tennessee.
Wow. Did I tell you, Sign Guy, that I think Tennessee is going to be one of the four NCAA football teams to make it to the national championship bracket? Tennessee.
No, but you did tell Matt Starr that last week.
Oh, I did. Oh, okay. Yes. It's a player's returning. Yes.
All right, well, QT, I am going to get ready to send that link to you so you can do your homework. Hopefully Zane Paisley writes that report, and we
yep.
will talk to you listeners Sunday afternoon when we have on with us Ashley Grace.
Oh, okay.